get started. Hi guys, my name is Justin Neely. Talking about getting your podcast online for the world to see. I got asked to do hosting. Trying to make it a little bit more exciting than just hosting itself. So really when you think of hosting, you already have your podcast episodes, you have the content all there. Now it's really time to get it online and have people actually listen. So a bit about me. I moved to a new school. I moved around a lot. I think I was 16 or something like that. I was put into this class called New Media. So I go in there and I was given a book and put it in front of a computer. And I was told, hey, do the lessons in the book. And that was the class. Come to find out, it was about web development, and I found that I loved it. I was super passionate about it. So I've been doing that ever since. It's been kind of my world. My dad, I have a beautiful 4-year-old at home named Paisley. She has blonde hair, blue eyes, it's really gonna suck when she's a teenager. Customer care supervisor at GoDaddy, so I lead a small business consulting sales team. That kind of helps people really get their passions online. By doing this, it's awesome. Crap Thinking Podcast, I am new to the podcast world, starting one. Me and my buddy started Crap Thinking. It's basically we drink a different beer every episode and we talk about something along the lines of business. Whether it's marketing or social media or something like that. First minutes, we just kind of talk and review the beer and then really delve into it. And it's been fun. We have 9 episodes out now. We recorded 19. Basically just go in a spurt and do like 4 or 5 a day and then kind of have them all out. I also own a small business, Macro Media. I do WordPress web design and social media marketing. Basically, my whole world is online presence and getting online. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. So today's agenda, we're going to go into a bit about why this course, just kind of what you're going to get out of it, and kind of the why behind the workshop. Podcast hosting services, what is a podcast hosting service, the pros and cons, and a quick review of how to actually set one up. Self-hosted podcast, how do DIYers unite? Basically, how to do it yourself if you want to go through another service. We'll talk about how to use WordPress to do that. And then lastly, get your podcast in your subscribers' hands. At the end of the day, you don't want to be just talking to yourself for an hour. You're on a podcast, you want to spread your message, right? So you want people to actually listen to it and use their phones to listen to it, so I'm going to show you how to actually get it on people's phones. Let's dive in. So why this course? So again, this is talking about hosting, but it's really that first step of really getting started. You're getting started with your podcast, you're spreading your message, you're spreading your voice, you're trying to make a difference with whatever you're doing. So that's kind of the why behind this section of hosting and getting it online. Hopefully, by the end of it, what you get out of it is how to actually get that next step. Hosting is complicated, super technical. Around all tech nerds like me, you guys might not know what WordPress is, or how to build a website, or even won't even touch the internet. But hopefully, by the end of this, you'll have a good understanding of that. So, what is a podcast hosting service? So, to start off, to have a podcast, you need 3 things. So, you need podcast episodes, you need a host. Basically, what a host is online storage for your website, online so everybody can see it. And then you need an RSS feed. If you're not sure what an RSS feed is, think of it like Netflix. You go on Netflix and you see a show, and then you see a list of your episodes. Essentially, in a nutshell, that's what an RSS feed is. So same thing with your podcast. So they'll see a list of your episodes, your series, and they can read and listen to it and download. A podcast hosting service basically makes this incredibly easy for you to do, to give you a website to actually get set up on, how to actually update, too much. Podcast hosting service, it makes it simple and easy to do, so you don't have to be super technical about it. We're going to go kind of some of the pros and cons of a podcast host. So, initial pros, simpler, same before, it's super easy to actually do. You don't have to have any technical know-how. You don't have to know code or any other super scary stuff like that. It's a quicker setup. I ran through one that I use. It took me 7 minutes to set up. I had an episode published and it was online. Typically more reliable uptime. You don't have to deal with shared hostings. You have another company managing the entirety of it, so you're the chance of your podcasting going down is pretty minimal. It can also handle high download spikes. Say, if your podcast got super popular, or you got invited on MPT Today or something like that, you have a whole mess of people coming to your site, constant shared hosting providers, they can't handle that traffic unless you pay to have a server or something like that. Statistics included. It's cool to see like who's actually downloading and listening to it, where in the world they're downloading and listening to it, device they're on. I'm a nerd, I love statistics, like you wanna see all that, it just makes me like geek out. Especially once you start seeing your podcast, so like, oh, I got my first 10, I got my first 50 downloads, I got my first 100, and it kinda go on from there. So super exciting. A couple of cons. The cost is typically higher. Your basic tank, that ease of use, it's gonna be a little bit more expensive. You have less control of the actual site itself. So kind of mess up the order, but if they do give you a site, it's pretty limiting with what they actually provide you. You're dictated by what they actually give you. They can go out of business. Hopefully you choose a reliable or popular podcast host. If they end up going out of business, you have to figure out how to move all your files elsewhere. So that can be kind of downside there. And again, if they do give you a site, it's a bit limiting. So, a couple of the most popular, yeah.
Is there any way of doing, having it both ways, like having them provide what they provide and then you're able to add some stuff yourself? Or?
Yeah, you can kind of go both ways and have the podcast host and your own site. Mm-hmm. Which will go over here in a little bit.
So oh, okay.
You can't have the best of both worlds.
Thanks.
So a couple of the most popular podcast hosts out there, we have Libsyn, which is probably the most popular podcast host. I set a podcast up. Each one of these kind of test them out. Libsyn is great. The user interface is a bit outdated, but they give you a ton of features to go off of. Blueberry is phenomenal, especially connecting to WordPress makes it pretty easy. Podbean is a newer one. I learned about Podbean from a podcast that listened to Smart Passive Income. And it's one I'm going to show you guys actually how to set up, because it's one of the easier ones to use, and maybe use the features. And then Buzzsprout, it's pretty simple, straightforward. It's a pretty nice interface. One cool thing about Buzzsprout is they'll give you a little 30-second audio clips with the audio waves on it to share, and then it will entice it to come back to your episode. That's cool. So I'm going to talk about Podbean. Like, no way endorsed by Podbean, it's just my personal recommendation here. So there's the pricing for Podbean setup with whatever you're doing. Obviously, if you're starting out, you probably want to save $100 a month. If you want to blow your money, then much better things to blow it on. And then it goes into some of the stuff that it gives you. So the basic one, for most people, it's probably going to be mine. The custom design is limited. If you want to use your own domain name, that's kind of a pro going to be used. The second tier, if you guys are not kind of unfamiliar with what a domain name is, it's basically the name to get to a location. Think of like a street address. You have to type in a street address to get to someone's house. Same thing with the domain, podcastfordummies.com, Facebook.com. So, a couple of plans. I'll let you guys go through it. So once you purchase the plan, this is the initial setup. So you're going to tell something about yourself. I put channel title, Crap Thinking. The channel categories kind of align with the iTunes categories that we'll choose from. Don't worry if you kind of get overwhelmed. You can always choose something different later if you decide to go on a different route. And then once you're in, you go, cool. This is the first initial interface you'll see. At the top here, you're going to choose your MP3 file to upload to your podcast file. And you have your title, our why and goals. That was our first episode, kind of talking about why we're doing it. You choose your image. Choose image, browse on the computer, it's done. The editor for the actual show notes are pretty basic, pretty easy to use. Think of like words, kind of give you a little synopsis about what you do. And the right can actually do categories, so if you want to categorize your episodes out by social media or marketing or advice or Q&A or interview, you can do that too, which makes it pretty neat. And then you can share it on social media profiles to get it out there. And then when you're done with that, in the upper right, push the publish button and file. And that'll do it. So, in this little video, we'll talk about how to actually choose layout. So on the left-hand side, you go to layout. And then you'll kind of see all the different designs they give you. This is kind of why I like Palm Bean, because the design does give you pretty cool. There's a lot to choose from. And then there's some free ones too. Palm Bean has like a free trial, that's where you get the free ones for. So when you're done kind of looking through it all, you're going to mouse over whichever one you want to do. Click larger view. If you want to see larger view, or just click activate to activate it. And it's live. Custom, you can mess with different colors with your brand itself, whatever you're doing with your podcast, and we'll make sure those colors align as well. So you mess with those there, click submit at the bottom when you're actually done, and then that's done. So then you go to the site, and the site's live. I set this up yesterday, which is the screenshot in this video. This is the one I don't want you to keep going back and forth between the ones I want to show you guys. Finally did this, and then that's the site. It's pretty basic, pretty straightforward. On the right-hand side, you can add different widgets to make it a little bit more interactive. But that literally took me less than 7 minutes to get the podcast up and live, not including the recording time and stuff like that, just the internet tech side. So that's pretty cool. So, anyone have any questions on that?
Yeah. One of the things that, I don't know if it's in old school or all these new things that have on posting, right?
Yeah.
Is it still like your first episode on iTunes? It takes a long time. I mean, I know you uploaded it, but the first one, like, it has to get it in the system, and then it's good.
Oh, it actually listed on iTunes? Yeah, you have to basically submit it for the first time, and it takes a couple days. But once it's done, it's usually nothing for you updates that I've seen. Any other questions on the hosted podcast services? Cool. So, what is a self-hosted podcast? A self-hosted podcast is you want to control it all yourself. So you want your own site, you want to have your files on the site itself, you want to create your own RSS feed. You basically want full control of the podcast itself in its entirety. So pros and cons of a self-hosted podcast, you obviously have full ownership. You can do whatever you want with it. And with that, you have full control, so you can take it wherever you take it. If you decide to choose different hosts or whatnot, you have that ability. Typically, it's less cost because all you're doing is paying for the hosting itself, which is nice. You can easily upsell other services. But kind of the goal of the podcast, yes, is to get your voice or message out there, but sometimes you want to have people kind of contribute back. If you want to have people contribute back to kind of what you're doing, whether it's buying some swag on your site or donating or something else, if they're already on your site, it's much easier to get them to click a button to the right than it is listing on something else, another third-party site. So that's pretty cool. So a couple cons. Self-host podcast, it takes work. You have to build a site yourself, unless you hire someone to do it for you. So it's going to take some work, and you're responsible for it. If your site goes down or something breaks, it's on you. There's not really anyone you can really call for a lot of it. Hopefully your host kind of helps you out if it's going in the right direction. There's a learning curve. I'm going to be showing you guys how to actually use WordPress to create your own site and do it and do a live with you guys. And then some hosts can't handle spikes, so if you are on a pretty basic share listing and you get just a ton of downloads in one day or come to your site all the time, that's a chance to go down. So, I work at GoDaddy, so I'm going to show you the quick setup by GoDaddy to get it set up. By all means, don't just use GoDaddy, just use GoDaddy. Get a hosting provider if you prefer. Please do it. I worked there for 5 years now, so I'm an expert in it, so I'm showing you guys. After you get the WordPress part, it's unanimous for any part. So, we have a managed WordPress plan. I'm showing you guys WordPress. Both sites can be fine with just the basic. So after you purchase it and get it set up, you have your initial setup. I'm just using my domain, so I put my domain as podcast.justmovie.com. And I go next, skip step number two, because it's asking for data center. We're all in the US, so it doesn't matter. Then you're going to create a WordPress login, podcast examples, username, password, and then create, and then it's up and running in a couple minutes. And now, I'm actually going to be building this thing with you guys, so you can see that. I have screenshots, but this setup is a lot easier for me to just do it with you guys. So kind of the, one of the benefits too of what a lot of people will do, they'll have both. If, because I use Podbean now for my podcast, I have Podbean as my kind of host for my podcast, plus I have my website. So it's good to have both, which is why we're going through this. So this is WordPress. WordPress is confusing. Just put it out there. I've been dealing with WordPress for a while, so it's easy for me. But this is the very first interface you see once you jump in. To log into WordPress, you go to your domain name, so podcast.justinneely.com /WP-admin. You guys just go down, you just click a button to log in. Makes it a bit easier. But this is the interface, and it looks confusing, right? It's a lot to do. You don't really have to worry about anything that you're seeing here. Your way. Cool. So the first thing you guys want to do when you go into your WordPress site is choose a theme. You want to kind of style it however you want to style it. So on the left-hand side, that's where you have basically everything you're doing. So appearance and then themes. By default, you're given a couple pretty basic themes that they give you. I recommend searching for something else. Just click Add New at the top, and then you're presented with a couple themes. You can check out some of the popular ones here and see what kind of most people are using. I'm going to show you guys how to use Hestia. Hestia? Hestia, because I like the design, and it's free, especially with podcasting. Most of us start this as a hobby and then hopefully turn it into something else. But that's going to take a few moments to actually install, given the Wi-Fi situation there. So once you click install, you click activate to make it live. But guys, there are plenty in here. WordPress is great, and it's an open source platform. About 60% of users that build a site themselves use WordPress to build a site. Just because most of the stuff's free and there's so many different contributors everywhere pouring it in, that makes it what it is. You can literally make a website for WordPress with whatever you do. E-commerce forums, shops, whatever. There's literally a plugin for everything, which is great. So you have the theme activated. So next thing you want to do, you want to install a couple plugins to help make your guys' life a little bit easier. So on the left-hand side, you have plugins, and then add new. So the first thing, there we go, the Wi-Fi on. So first thing you want to do is install a plugin for your podcast, right? That's what we're doing. So you go to plugins, add new, and then search podcast here. And you'll be met with a couple of search results. So you can, there's a description on them. As you can see, there's like Libsyn and Buzzsprout I kind of talked about earlier that ties those in. Same thing with Blueberry. I'm going to show you guys how to use Blueberry. So you mouse over it and click install now. Let that run through for a minute. And then activate. And then it's installed. We want to install one more plugin, especially if you guys are doing this yourselves. There's a plugin called Elementor. It's a visual drag and drop builder, especially using WordPress. It makes your guys' life super easy to build a site. So you do it from the actual site itself, and it's kind of like a drag and drop builder. Alright. So that's activating. So now let's add our podcast episode. So one thing with Blueberry that kind of makes it a bit difficult is you can't actually upload your MP3 file within the post itself. So you want to do that kind of first. So you go over to Media and Add New, and you would drag and drop there, select the file. I already have it. So once you drag and drop up the file, you'll be met with this. It'll have a little audio file. and some other information. You're going to copy over the URL, because that's what you need to actually get the MP3 file itself. And then we're going to add a new post, because that's where all of your podcast files and episodes are going to live. So you go to post on the left-hand side. Again, everything's controlled by the left-hand side. You're going to go add new. And then here we are. So pretty straightforward here, somewhat. Title, ROI, and goals. We have the description. We have that little editor here. I'm just going to add some dummy text. Cool. So we have a little bit of dummy text. On the right-hand side, we have categories again. You want to kind of keep things categorized and make it nice and organized for your people. And then... I lost my URL. Cool. At the bottom, this is where you add your actual podcast episode itself. Now, if you're using Blueberry to host your podcast files, you can just link it right here. That makes it a bit easier for you, since they're hosting the files, the RSS feed, things like that. Since you're even self-hosted, it's going to be on your own here. And then that's basically it. You can set a featured image for the post that kind of pops up. And then when you're done with it, you'll click publish. If you're smart and you're doing these all kind of pre-recorded and in the future, you can schedule them. So instead of publishing immediately, you can choose a different date here. But we're going to publish it immediately. And then if you view the post, we have our ROI and goals. We have a little audio file here. Play, you download, play in the window. And then the text information. Pretty basic, right? So you want to kind of stylize it a bit more, and stylize your homepage itself. With the Blueberry, next thing you want to do is actually update your settings. So that way iTunes will recognize it. iTunes and Google Play, they require some titles, descriptions, things like that before you actually add it. We'll go into how to actually submit it to those sites. But you go to PowerPress on the left-hand side. Again, everything on the left-hand side. And then settings, and then you just fill out the information here. So we have your title, iTunes program subtitle, so the summary, iTunes category, similar to what you guys saw with Podbean, same types of categories here. Explicit, we're drinking beer, so swear words come out every now and then. iTunes image, recommended at least 1400 by 1400. It's best to use higher images, so close to that 3,000 mark is best. So that way, in case it'll just look better on whatever device they're actually using on. And then some other quick little settings here. And then you would just hit save at the bottom. I know this is a lot, it's confusing. There's all sorts of different nuances to this. So I'm trying to go through it. Again, WordPress is confusing. When you first start using it, it's super frustrating. Good thing about WordPress, it's open source, so everyone kind of contribute to it. The bad thing about WordPress, it's open source, so everything contributes to it. So every time you add a new plugin or a new theme, you have to learn that plugin and that. So they're not really equal. So let's create your homepage itself with that Elementor.
What about the picture? So when you submit to iTunes, everything is required, including the image, and you might fail their approval if your image is not the right dimensions, but also they have a limit on the file size.
Oh yeah, 2 megabytes on that. That's the under 2 megabytes.
And most people don't get why Apple refuses to accept their podcast. That's the reason in 99% of the time, to make sure you're picking the right image for them.
Yeah. they don't really give you much information, too. So let's add our homepage, left-hand side, guys. Pages, add new. Give it a name, home. I'll just show you guys really quick Elementor and why I usually recommend it to all first-time users. With using this specific theme, I have to update the template. On most other themes, you won't have to. But the Elementor itself, it makes it nice and neat.
So it's all visual. And what's cool about Elementor is you have templates, so if you're still kind of stuck with what you're wanting to do, you can check out some of their templates and insert it so you have a landing page or all filled out, you just edit your own stuff. Use whatever you want to do, even if it has a picture of a cappuccino, but you like the style itself, do it. Change the images, you can change the text. But it's just right here. So I add a new section. I can mess with this stuff so if I want to have background. So to modify each section, you mouse over this little guy right here. You get the theme sections, then everything's managed on the left. So say I wanted to have this to be a color, I go to background, and then click this color, modify this to whatever, make it green. I can go, there's all sorts of different settings and stuff here as well. So if I wanted to fit the screen. And the root scoops gets you back to the menu at the top here, so you have all your different options. So if I wanted to have text, I'll add text here. Again, guys, it's just that drag and drop motion. Choose whichever one you want, add it in. This is the heading element. My super awesome homepage. Style, guys, is what it's going to look like. So we want black. And then you go back to groups view if you want to add anything else. So if I wanted a button, click me, probably don't want green. That's the gist of using the plugin. It's going to take some kind of getting used to and learning. Elementor has some pretty awesome tutorials of how to use it, but it's one of the easier ways to build your own site. Most of us that are doing this as a hobby, we do not have the funds to pay someone to do it. And this is one of the easier ways to do it. It's still going to take you a while to actually learn how to do it, but it's the easier option. On that icon box, you kind of mess with it from there. But that's the gist of the building a WordPress site itself. Just the very basics. We have, again, host. We downloaded Blueberry for our podcast plugin, so we can host our own podcast on our own site. Add new, added the information here. We had to copy down the URL. We had to copy down the URL, added our featured image, added our content, added our why and goals as the title, and then publish it. And now, guys, too, this isn't a ton of information. I'm creating a free ebook for you guys. I'm almost finished. I just got too busy this past couple weeks. That'll kind of go over through all this. There'll be a sign up. I'm not here to scam you guys or try to sell you anything. It's just so let you know when I actually release it. That's going to go through all this because I know it's a lot of information, especially in a 45-minute session. Can't really teach you how to build a full website and teach a podcast everywhere in the limited amount of time. So having that as a resource for you guys after. So let's kind of skip through that.
I got a question I want to kind of back up on what you talked about. And I know it has somewhat. It has to do with hosting, but when it comes to your podcast and image, or like, I don't know, like anyone here is like a Photoshop pro, like if you're not, where would you go to create an image like that?
Yeah, there's this super awesome site called Canva. It's Canva, CANVA.com. It has all sorts of pre-made templates for you to go and create. I use this a lot to create Instagram posts, so it makes it super easy. But there's one on here for CD covers, and it has that 1400 by 1400 option. I'll show you guys how to use this really quick. But you go in and you kind of see whichever ones you like, so we're road tripping. And you can add your own text and mess with it from there. There's all sorts of other free elements and icons and shapes you guys can add. That's a cool free resource as far as creating your own cover itself. Cool. What other questions do you guys have about WordPress and self-hosting your podcast? I know it's a lot of people.
You said, okay, I'm a little confused about the the interface between Blueberry and Podbean. Like you said we were on, because you like Podbean, and then you said now we're on Blueberry, so I wasn't sure what...
So with Podbean, that's if we're just going to use a host of podcast service. With Blueberry, it's a plugin to host your own podcast.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's makes it easy for you to actually host the podcast yourself. It's a plugin they created for you.
And why does my grandson hate WordPress? He's 15. Okay. No, because he was very he's very arrogant. And he just said, "Oh, WordPress, because I use it for my website." And then somebody said, "Well, it's not creative enough, or something like that. It doesn't give them enough leeway, or what?" I don't know what to think.
There's always a debate with whatever's best. I mean, especially the people that know how to build a site themselves from scratch, coding, they're going to be diehard. That's the way you do it. I know both ways. I'd much rather build a WordPress site. It's a lot quicker and easier, especially handing it off to somebody and then saying, "Cool, that you can do this all yourself now," versus, "Hey, if maybe every time you want some little update, you just have to."
Yeah.
It's just kind of words like about your objective. I always say that. Like I say that in everything. It's all about your objective.
Right.
What is
it
that you want to do?
Yeah.
Especially with you managing yourself. WordPress.
Well, he doesn't even live here, so. So it's busy.
I had a question, a problem I had. I was FeedBurner to direct the RSS.
Yep.
And I was hosting, I was putting the media files on archive.org. My problem was, I think I only created one RSS, and I would publish a video version and an audio version. Put links to both media in the post, and iTunes would grab one and not grab the other. And so I wasn't sure where I needed to fix things as far as having one blog post with both versions. Because I see a lot of pros do that, where they have the video version and the audio version, and then you could subscribe to both,
right?
You know, get them in different feeds. And mine was whichever posted first.
I really haven't delved too much into that. I'm just using number one.
I mean, it depends on your what you want to do.
Well, I want so that, because it seems like, and some people don't even bother with the blog post at all. They just create the RSS either through FeedBurner or through some other service, and there's no actual. I mean, there's a website, but there's no actual episodes listed in the blog.
So. One option is basically to not use the post content as your RSS feed content.
Right.
You just have your page have links to other videos, images, whatever. So you can put a video in the blog post that is not in the RSS feed. And just have the RSS feed have only links to what you want to have to
RSS. But I want to post both.
No, I'm saying if you have two RSS feeds.
That if someone comes to the website, they see both the video version embedded and the audio version embedded. But both of those are linking to wherever the RSS feed is coming from.
Right, so what I'm saying, when you embed the audio or video, don't embed it as a podcast element, embed it just as video. But have your RSS feed. So basically, you need to manage three resources. You have the RSS feeds, you have the post, and you have the media on the post. So you don't necessarily, you can take them from the same place, but don't use the RSS feed to put them both on the post and the RSS. That's the best option.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's so it has to be managed in the RSS, like in FeedBurner. Yeah, it has to be managed there.
Correct.
Because, like I said, I see the pros. One blog post has links to several different feeds, however they wanted to subscribe, plus an embedded video and embedded MP3. And I could subscribe to either one, or I could go visit, which I almost never do. I never go to the actual blog post because I want to have it from them to my reader.
Yeah, it's all going to be in the RSS feed itself and the post. Like you can embed the video and the audio from whatever source you want. The RSS feed itself is not what's actually pulling on that post. It's just they're adding it after the fact.
If you're looking for like discovery, probably best to just, if for discovery purposes, I would put that video on YouTube.
Well, no, I put it there, but you can't run RSS off of YouTube.
I think you can.
Well,
I'm
sure unless
you can, because I use bots that use that for RSS.
Well, what they're doing is they create their own subscriptions, and you still have to go to YouTube to view it. Versus I want to have, and I know I'm a dinosaur now because I have an RSS reader or podcast viewer, and I want all my podcasts to go there because it's continually pulling stuff down. I don't have to go hopping around the internet looking for shows.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I want mine to be kind of like that. That makes sense.
Entrepreneurs, joining my call.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate it. One of the questions with the WordPress and self-hosting section.
I'll address WordPress versus Squarespace versus Wix versus Community. What? Any recommendation? Sorry.
Yes.
I'm a hardcore WordPress user, and I've tried working with Square. They go, oh yeah, we give you, when Wix says we give you a website, that's it. Oh, you want that? You want that expanded company? That's going to cost you. Oh, you want to do a podcast? That's going to cost you more. Oh, wait, you want people to find you on a directory? That's going to cost you more. It's just, versus WordPress, where it's like, here it is. Have at it. And I hear you. I mean, even Squarespace, no, I know only Squarespace is able to do Google Tag Manager.
Right. Like those other sites that he was talking about, they're proprietary builders, so you're limited by what those providers do. And you're well costed by what they do. WordPress is a community platform that builds the site. So
now I know what to tell my friends.
did you happen to cover turnkey folks like Vincent?
Yeah.
Cool. Again, guys, I'm creating a little ebook checklist thing.
Just remember, there's certain web hosts, I don't know if you've ever done this, one click installs.
Yes.
I'll be able to thank you.
So now, guys, getting in the hands of subscribers, I'm going to teach you guys how to quickly just get it listed on different directories. That's what's most important. Again, you don't want to talk to yourself in a room for it. You can do that by yourself. You want to actually get your message out there. So Podcast 411 is an amazing site. It gives you shows 196 directories that your podcast can be on. One thing I want to say too, don't be romantic about Android versus iPhone. Put your podcast everywhere. You want to be where your actual audience is. They might not be a diehard iPhone user. They might have an Android user. They have a Windows phone or a Rover. Whatever they're doing. Make sure to send it.
I'm going to subscribe to this podcast right now.
I'm going to go over the top three here. That they actually have those top three as well. iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. So iTunes, 55.5% of all podcast listeners are using iTunes podcasts. Which is a big number. With that, there's a lot more competition, but a lot more people actually listen. It's kind of just what they do. So to actually get your podcast listed, you're going to go to podcastconnect.apple.com. There's a little plus sign at the top. You're going to add in your RSS feed. If you use the podcast host or a plugin, it will provide you with that actual RSS feed. Again, that's on Netflix, your show, you see all your episodes. And you click validate, it'll say, hey, yep, this all looks legit. You have the title, your description, cover art, it matches up. Then you submit it. It takes some time for them actually to approve it and go through. I think mine it took 3 days, for some taking much as a week and a half, 2 weeks. So you kind of have to cross your fingers and hopefully it goes by pretty quick.
One thing about that, someone else is that if you remember when you did often to choose explicit because of your curse and what have you, they have a list of countries that your podcast will not be released on if you turn on explicit. So check that list, see if you want to be listened to in these countries, maybe
that's smart. Then it'll look like this, the license preview. This explicit on almost all the episodes. Here it gets us. Google Play Music. Not the biggest fan, but again, you have to be aware of where they are. You go to, I made a quick little short link for you guys, x.close/googlepod. Gets right to this page itself. The URL is pretty long. You can actually go and listen to those podcasts, or you go to publish the podcasts themselves. And then, three-step process. You enter your RSS feed URL again. Then you have to verify ownership. You're going to send an email to the owner of that, to the domain itself, or some other verification method, and they click publish. It takes at least a couple days to actually get a publishing approved, sometimes longer, if you have the mercy of them. Look at this, again, lots of views. Stitcher. It's a wrap for your own platform. This is Google Discovers and the best podcast. I like Stitcher, that's what I used to listen to my podcast on, but to use their own. With this, you go to, again, it was a long URL, x.close/stitch. For you guys, I'm going to go right here to the actual partner content provider's application towards the bottom. Towards the bottom, there's the four questions to apply, then they kind of go through a bit more. Again, at the mercy, it takes a while to actually get through. This one took like a week and a half to me. So again, it's a little harder as well. So a couple pro tips with the podcast itself. I just want to touch on briefly. Engage with your followers and your target audience. You can't expect to have the podcast and just send it out there. You have to actually engage with people. No one's listening. Engage with your audience. Twitter is a great way to do this. Twitter search is awesome. You can search different things in different areas and just have a conversation with people, and it's not that intrusive. Like, hey, why don't you do this person talk? Everyone talks to themselves. Be real and authentic, guys. You have to be you. Nobody can be you better than you. We all say we want to be like the next Pat Flynn or JLD, but be the first you. Nobody can be you better than you. Podcasting is a long game. Can't expect overnight results. What I do is talk about, we're not really in it for the money. We're doing this because we're passionate about it. I started crafting with my buddy because we both like craft beer, and we both like talking about business and marketing and stuff. So, heck, let's just do it. You know, the people's podcasts, Crossbow, it's a community. Podcasting is definitely a community. Just talk to people, get on their podcast, have them on your podcast. And you guys end up self-promoting for each other. Like, hey, I was on this episode, go check them out. Continue to learn. Always. I make it a goal every day to try to learn at least one new thing. It doesn't have to be about what I do with business or not, just something new. Listen to other people's podcasts, figure out what they're doing well and why they're successful if they're a pretty popular podcast. A good plan, quote here, a good plan violently executed now is better than a perfect plan executed next week. It's not always going to be perfect, guys. We try to make it perfect. It's just not going to work. Like our first episode sounded awful. The audio quality was just not there. But we're like, heck, we're still going to do it, especially when we start going down to like episode 50 and 100. I look back and kind of just laugh about it. Man, that was rough. Cool. Hit a couple takeaways and resources, guys. Do your research with any of this. You want to make sure you always have an educated decision for what's best. I showed you guys Podme, I showed you WordPress. They might not be the best fit for you. Do your research and do what's best for your podcast itself. Get listed on directories as soon as possible. Use Podcast 411 for every directory available. Getting your podcast line is the exciting part. Again, I kind of talked about it. But it's the exciting part. Like, you're finally getting your message online. It's exciting. It can also be scary, but it's an adventure. Just be excited about it. You've got all the other stuff down. You've got your episode recorded. Now it's time to kind of tell everybody about it. The ebook I'm creating, I'm almost done with it. x.co/PIY2017. Again, I'm not going to spam you guys or anything else. It's just here's the ebook when I'm ready. Go from there. So I know it's a lot of info, so I want to make sure you guys have something to have. Look back on when you're actually getting everything set up. Hopefully make this process a bit easier and a little bit less scary. The tech side of things is, I talk to people every day doing the jobs that I do, but it's not them. Like, they'd rather not do this, but they know they have to. Questions, comments, fun facts, getting any of those. What do you got for me?
One way I suggest is a great way to get some feedback and actually reach out to your students. Google Voice. They offer a voicemail and email from these Google Voice. It goes automatically to Google's voicemail. It's all free. And you can create your own voicemail. So at the end of every voicemail, sending voicemail. We were ecstatic when we got our first voicemail for the Destiny podcast from Germany. We were like,
oh, and then,
wait, this was cool. I actually had one of the voice talents from the video game left us voicemail. And that was when we were like, what? But it's a great service, Google Voice, and it works with WhatsApp. So I don't know, that's considered old hat now, but there are people that listen to us internationally, but they can use WhatsApp for free. So WhatsApp goes to Google Voicemail, and Google Voicemail goes back. So it's a great way to
reach out. What can you say about SpeakPipe? Do you use SpeakPipe for WordPress site at all?
I don't know that. Okay. I don't know that.
SpeakPipe is another one that you can use. So if you have international callers, you don't want them necessarily using their minutes. So SpeakPipe is a plugin that you can put on a WordPress site. It's just a piece of code that you can put on there. And then it's just a little slide out button. You tap on the side, and it opens up a microphone on your computer or on your phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
crazy.
Speak.
So in the Jack's channel, there's actually a local startup here called Callingly, who does something very similar. So if you want to go local, Callingly does the same thing. It's bundling your site and actually allow people to record through the computer, and it goes to wherever you route it to the phone number wise.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You go
yeah. Feedback is amazing, guys. Someone says they didn't like a certain part, take it as it is. You're not going to make everyone happy. but take the feedback and kind of roll with it and adjust. You guys can't be romantic about exactly what you want it to be. You kind of have to adjust as things go on. You're going to get better. You're going to kind of improve. So sometimes you get some great feedback and getting the voice actor from Destiny on the show, that sometimes you're going to have some great feedback. There's haters everywhere. So,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what you know you're doing. You're recording that, and I quote Batman, so you just want to watch the world.
That's it. Yeah. Sometimes you can't do the shows.
Another thing that you guys can use, too, if you want to use voicemail, is, and I don't know, it might be a little bit more involved, but you can use the Facebook Messenger app and record a voice message on there, too. Ask the listeners to do that too, but I think the best ones would be kind of like on a little more SpeakPipe. But just know that your options are out there to have voice recordings from your fans.
Yeah.
I mean, I use all of these, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. What else, guys?
One general comment: a lot of the things that's in here that are kind of like scary and confusing, we do them only once for the most part, and then each and every episode is just describing the one episode when you're done. So all the iTunes and Google Play and all these things are things you do once and you're done. Forget about it. So don't let that thing discourage you. Go through it once. Pick like the worst day of the week when you're willing to deal with crap. Do that thing and then forget about it.
Finally, because I don't want to stand just inside of it, but this is the biggest obstacle I see. Mm-hmm. It's not, I don't know how to edit audio or I hate the way my voice sounds. It's this. This is the stuff that tends to hold people back. So first off, Justin Penn tackled it. Secondly, it's not as bad as what some people think it is. It's actually quite easy. If you're using some Libsyn, then it's easier. If you're using WordPress, it's easy to expand upon and build upon. You don't have to have a thousand pieces now. Slowly build up on it. Once you master this, and then there are some plugins like one of our sponsors, Blueberry. You put the descriptions in the Blueberry plugin, and Blueberry's like, we'll take care of it, and put it in there for you. And it's a great company. Use Pitlow. And so, yeah, if you ever feel like you get stuck, reach out to Justin, reach out to podcast@pitlow.com. We have our voicemail, and you can, we'll talk about it on the show. But yeah, that's really good. This is the hardest part. Once you've got this, it's just a game.
Yeah. And if you guys want to contact @craftlinking.com, All this is outside of my GoDaddy work. It's not affiliated with GoDaddy itself. All this is just me, so if you want to reach out to me if you want extra help, I'm more than happy to give it. Contact at craftthinking.com. Just email me, ask your questions. It's kind of my whole life, so I don't mind continuing to do it. But yeah, that's all I got, guys.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you.